I feel like the community part, the town and everything else tends to change as it grows, but it's the community part that's interesting. And I feel like, I don't know if just because people are more wealthy or whatever that they don't want to be part of a community. Do you know what I mean? I feel like the issue is people don't know what that means these days. What's it mean to contribute to a, how much, what do I got to do? And a lot of their mind, it's how much is it going to cost me? You know what I mean? Whereas in some cases, it's not so much about that as it is showing up and being part of it.
There definitely are tourists. Like I call them tourists, even if they have a house here. You know, that
Right.
they'll come in and spend a week or two, or and they don't really care to partake, I guess. They just come in and do their thing, and maybe they're associated with the institute or something else, and they have a party or something for the other people that are here. I know we know a family that's fairly wealthy, and they come in with their other New York friends and they do the holidays, and then they split. And they may know a few locals, but they're not going to try very hard. They're just here to have fun and go skiing and go to all the restaurants and you see it. But I guess that's always been happening. That's been
Yeah,
going on.
that definitely has. I remember working at City Market when I was in, middle high school. We would on the holidays, they would exactly that. They would come in and they would, they'd fill 8, 9 carts full of food, and they were there for the weekend, for them and their friends. So.
Yeah, so it's just that it's a resort community. That's kind of how it always has been. So I think that's, the thing is, then their kids will come and they'll realize how cool it is and they'll want to move here, and then they'll move here, and then they'll be locals. That I've seen that happen so many times. People who came on vacation with their parents when they were 5 in the 1950s are still here, And so you think that's actually how it happens, and that's how we get that mix of culture. And the thing is, if you were a little town in Utah or something, or Western Colorado, that didn't have that sort of cultural blend, we'd be a lot more, rural, uniform, and here we have, we've got we don't always like them, but we've got the Texans and the people from Miami and the New Yorkers and the LA people and people from all over who come in and they add something, that's how that's how the DeWolf family got here. It's how the Semples got here. You think, well, wait a minute, these are people who ended up getting it and realizing that they could have a better quality of life than they did back home, one way or another. And I think people are still doing that. I'm meeting people all the time who fled the cities during COVID, especially. But I know, people who moved here during COVID who fled Tesla and fled Snapchat and fit, and they're setting up and they had cash, they're able to buy in and raise their family. You see families moving in here and they're making it work because somehow they hit the big time and they can afford to do it, but they're getting involved. And so we're
Well,
getting, inventors, people like that.
how does that work for the school? Because I remember, like for us, we had baseball, basketball, and football. That was pretty much it. We didn't have lacrosse. We didn't have soccer. Soccer was rec league. It wasn't through the school and through other schools and that kind of stuff. Whereas I start to see, I've got lacrosse and I see soccer, women's team. I mean, it was co-ed when I was doing soccer.
It's
Karen
all
Marcus
happening,
was on
yeah.
my team.
It's a big thing now. It's like we've got teams that are going everywhere. The dance team, Aspen, the Aspen dance team at the high school, it goes and wins state every
Really?
year. And it's been pretty amazing. So yeah, there's an awful lot of it's all expanded. We have lights set up on the ball field now. People are playing at night. Night games is the deal. It's like, to me, that was just offensive. It's like, wait a minute, we never did that.